Kufa to Najaf. On the way, Imam Hassan Hussein were crossing Masjid al-Hannana, and the wall of the masjid tilted to bow down to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Masjid ki diwar maula ke ehtiram mein jhuk gayi. And unfortunately, they have now rebuilt everything. I wish they had actually left it. Nahi bhi unhone kya kiya, puri rebuild kar di na. कि किसी के ऊपर गिर ना जाए, वो टिल्टेड थी. सो वी विल बी गोइंग देयर. मस्जिद हनाना इज आल्सो अ वेरी सेक्रेट मॉस्क बिकॉज दैट्स वे द कैप्टिव्स ऑफ करबला, असीरान करबला वर ब्रॉट एंड दे वर सिटिंग देयर. जनाब ज़ैनब, इमाम सज्जाद एंड ऑल द अदर लेडीज वर ब्रॉट टू मस्जिद हनाना एंड दे स्टेड देयर फॉर अ फ्यू आवर्स. And inside Masjid al-Hanana, you will see a point where the heads of the shuhada were kept. Many say because the heads were cut and the necks were on top of, the heads were on top of spheres, you know, like javelins. So many parts of the heads came off. वहाँ से कुछ जो है सरों के जैसे गोश वगैरह उतरा और खून वगैरह, तो वहाँ पे फिर उनको दफनाया गया. When you go inside the masjid, there is a point, it is a dharih, and many of the scholars believe that inside that dharih are the parts of the head of Sayyidul Shuhada and other Shuhada. Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam ke khususan sar mein bahut zyada gurz mare gaye the, bahut zyada. Isliye kya tha ki Janab Abbas alayhi salam ka sar neze mein baland nahi hota tha. Imam Sajjad, a person came running to Imam Sajjad in Kufa and said, o qaidi, sare sar jo hain wo nezon mein baland hain, ye ek sar jo hai wo neze mein baland kyun nahi hai? तो इमाम सज्जाद अलैहि सलाम सारे ट्राइंग, आप रोने लगे, कहा कि क्योंकि ये मेरे चचा अब्बास का सर है और जब भी मेरे चचा के सर को नेजे में बुलंद किया जाता है तो वो झुक जाता है और नेजे में बुलंद नहीं होता. वो कहते हैं क्योंकि जब भी मेरा सर नेजे पे जाता है मुझे अपनी मेरी बहनों के सर नजर आते हैं और जनाब जहरा ने मुझे पर्दे बचाने के लिए बुलाया मांगा था. So that's where we're going first now, to Masjid al-Hannana. After that we'll go to the tomb of Kumail, Kumail ibn Ziyad al-Nakhai. You all heard of Kumail ibn Ziyad al-Nakhai? The one who has related Dua'i Kumail. Dua'i Kumail, he was a very close companion of Imam Ali Islam. I'll just give you the history about him as well from here. Yeah, wahin ja ke bataun. यहाँ बता दें क्योंकि वहाँ गर्मी बहुत है, इसलिए मैं अदरवाइज इफ यू वांट टू स्लीप देन आई कैन जस्ट शट अप. असल में गर्मी बहुत है, वहाँ पे खड़े नहीं हो सकेंगे, यू नो, विद चिल्ड्रन एंड स्पेशली विद वन और टू पीपल हु हैव नाउ बिकम इल, तो इसलिए इट विल बी वेरी डिफिकल्ट. इट्स टू हॉट, इट्स यू नो 116 117 नाउ, तो 48 है, इट्स क्वाइट डिफिकल्ट फॉर मेनी पीपल टू पे. Hazrat Kumail ibn Ziyad al-Nakhai was a very close companion of Imam Ali al-Islam. In Nahjul Balagha, there is a saying where Imam Ali al-Islam says, ay Kumail, O Kumail, 42 times. Saying, you know, beautiful things to Kumail ibn Ziyad. Why? Because he's so... Now can you see in front of you? It's Wadi al-Salam. Ye sara dekhe, agar aap sara... Jahan tak nazar aari, sara Wadi al-Salam. Aapke left side pe hai. जहाँ तक देखेंगे वादे सलाम. इस वक्त आप लोग हाइट पे हैं क्योंकि बिग बस में हैं, तो आपको नजर आएगा कि जितनी दूर तक सारा ये सब का सब वादे सलाम है. इवन ऑन द राइट बट लेफ्ट साइड पे सही नजर आता है. देख रहे हैं कितनी दूर तक खबरें. अब हम चल रहे हैं और ये सारा चलते चले जाएं, चलते चले जाएं. सो कुमैल इब्न ज़ियाद नखई, Hazrat Kumail is a person who related Dua'i Kumail. And on the Nima Shaban that we are inshallah going to be celebrating in Karbala, 15th of Shaban, he says that Imam Ali al-Islam said to everyone, okay, go to your houses. And Hazrat Kumail said that I followed Imam Ali al-Islam from Masjid Kufa to another place he went to. And then he went into Sajda and read this Dua. And Kumail learned it from him. He said, Mawla, I've never heard a dua like this. He said, this is a dua of my brother Khidr. Some believe that Hazrat Khidr made the dua in another language, in Hebrew, and Imam Ali translated it into Arabic. Some believe that no, Imam al-Islam related to Hazrat Khidr, that it is secret. Just like Hazrat Khidr's life is a secret to everyone, is a mystery, this dua has a lot of mysteries. But nevertheless, Hazrat Kumail related it to the people and said, Imam al-Islam said this dua. Most of our big ulama believe that this is the best dua that we have. And Imam Ali said to Kumail, O Kumail, recite this dua once in a lifetime. And if you can't, at least every day, if you can't, then every Shabbat Jumma, otherwise once a year, otherwise once in a lifetime. So Kumail ibn Ziyad al-Nakhai was in the prison when Imam Hussain al-Islam was killed in Karbala. And Hazrat Kumail was killed in 87 Hijrah by Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi Mal'un La'natullahi Alayh. Yes? He's also the person who killed Hazrat Maitham al-Tammar and others. If you all remember what we said about him. He killed 80,000 Shias of Imam Ali al-Islam. 80,000 Imam Ali al-Islam ke Shiyon ko usne shaheed kiya. That's Kumail. The third is Masjid al-Sahla.